这边。
When I was a pastor in Oklahoma,
然后我以前在俄克拉哈马州，在南边的地方。
We had the opportunity to form a partnership with missionaries in Guangxi province.
我那时候在传道会上，我有机会跟广西那边的有联络。
And so 2 years ago now,
大概两年前。
My wife and I, along with some people from our church, got the opportunity to go to Guangxi.
我跟我太太还有教会一些弟兄姐妹们，我们有机会去广西。
And I have brought a brief video here this evening for you to see.
我把这个录像带带来，让大家可以一起来观赏。
And after you see that, I'll talk about my experience there.
看完以后，我会把我个人的在那边的经历跟大家讲一下。
Christ in me.
I wanted to, when I showed that video to our church family in Oklahoma, to make sure that they understood the spiritual bondage that the Chinese people are in. And I think that many of our people were surprised that false gods are still worshipped in our world. So it was quite a shock for them to see that video. But we recognize that we are in a battle that is not against flesh and blood. And many people are sacrificing, even today, for the truth of the gospel. Our particular mission was a medical mission. And it gave us the opportunity to give the Chinese people a platform for sharing the gospel. We would go and set up clinics in these rural villages. And Chinese Christians would work with us in checking in the community, and when they were doing that, they got the opportunity to share the gospel. And so we saw several hundred over a period of a little more than a week in mainland China. And several house churches were started as a result. We did have the experience of the government watching us quite closely. I have lived my entire life in America and never had to worry about someone not being pleased that I was sharing the gospel. But shortly after we left, is it the Public Security Bureau? You all know who it is. came through all of the communities where we were to see if anyone was speaking of Jesus in that community. But we were able to leave some of our people from prior who had moved to Guangxi. To remain behind to help get those churches established. And they continue to live and work there today. We left Oklahoma and flew to Hong Kong. And somewhere along the way, they lost all of our luggage. And we had to go ahead and fly into mainland China, and we went to Nanning. And the government wouldn't let our luggage cross the border without us for several days. So I went to Walmart in Nanning. And I picked out clothing for that said extra large. But I'm apparently larger than extra large. So my daughter wears what I bought over there.
我的女儿就穿我在那边买的,
and she's 12.
她是12岁。
But it was a humbling thing to be in China.
去中国让我能够, 谦卑下来,
and see what Chinese Christians are doing. And sacrificing for the sake of the gospel. And they're on my mind today. As I get the opportunity to preach to you this evening. If you brought your Bible, turn in them to Acts chapter 6. I normally don't read my sermons.
通常我不,
but I have a tendency of starting to talk very fast. And while you may understand me when I talk fast, I don't want Brother Robert to get angry in trying to translate for me. And so I will try to stay attached to my notes and not wander off and start speaking too fast.
我会照着我讲章慢慢读, 我不会就是,
What causes people to make sacrifices to risk their lives for the gospel?
是什么原因让人家, 我们可以摆上牺牲为着这福音的缘故?
That's the question I want you to have on your mind as we read the story of Stephen in Acts 6, 7, and 8.
我要你在心里面思考这个问题, 从使徒行传第六章第六、七跟八节里面。
The trouble for Stephen begins in verse 8 of chapter 6.
斯蒂凡在第八节的时候,第六章第八节,他开始就是, 问题是发生了。
Let's read verses 8 through 10.
让我们读第八节到第十节。 斯蒂凡满得恩惠能力, 在民间行的大奇事和神迹, 当时有称利百地拿会堂的几个人, 并有古利奈、亚历山大、基利加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人都起来和斯蒂凡辩论。斯蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。Thank
you. 你好。
谢谢。
No, that's hello. Shishe.
谢谢。
Sure. I don't remember much.
这是我唯一可记得的。What
do we know of Stephen?
我们知道斯蒂凡是怎么回事?
Well, first we know that he wasn't a Jewish native.
我们知道他不是, Yotarian.
His name indicates that he was a man who came from the Greek culture.
他的背景,他是从希腊来的。
He is one of the Hellenistic Jews spoken of by Luke in Acts 6:1.
他是在这边, 从第六章里面开始就是他在这个希利尼人讲希利尼话的犹太人当中传道。
And therefore, he's one of the seven selected by the church.
他是七个当中一位被教会所拣选。
To administer the daily distribution of food to the widows.
所以他就是在寡妇当中他是分派食物的。
Verse 9 tells us that he was at the synagogue of the freedmen.
他在这边就是第九节里面提到他是在会堂里面跟, 其他有几个人。
This is likely a gathering place for worship for those of the Jewish faith from a Greek background.
这边是犹太人他们在这边聚集, 敬拜的地方。
And because he was from the Greek culture, this was likely Stephen's spiritual home.
那因为他背景是希腊, 所以很明显这是他属灵的家,
Before he found Christ.
在他找到基督以前,
There are people like he used to be.
这边有一些人就是像他以往的光景一样的,
People in the Jewish faith from the Greek background.
他们就是一些就是犹太信仰, 但是却是有希腊人的背景,
Would worship God in the Greek language.
他们敬拜神用, 希腊语。
and read the Greek translation of the Old Testament together.
And 或者是读这旧约里面用希腊文来读。
Because Jesus had saved him out of this environment,
耶稣把他从这个环境里面拯救出来。
He had a passion to go back to his people.
他有这样的一个心愿, 就是回到他原来, 他的, 这些人当中,
and share the gospel.
能够把福音传出去。
Nothing tells us that he was directed by the church to do so.
这边从来没有讲到就是说, 教会要他如此做。
He simply went because it was on his heart.
他这样做是因为从他心里他愿意。
His method was to debate about the Old Testament scriptures to show that Jesus was the Messiah.
他的方法是从旧约里面开始辩论基督，耶稣就是那基督弥赛亚。
And God made him very effective in doing it.
神让他如此做很有效力。
And he was beating his opponents so badly
他很会辩论胜过其他的人。
That they began to get very angry with him.
所以他们其他人就开始对他有点,
even though he wasn't debating to win,
他意思不是说他要辩论要赢对方,
he was sharing so that they would receive the gospel.
他只是要分享,所以能够对方能够接受基督。
But verses 11 through 14 tells us they twisted his words.
但是11节到14节,他们却把他的话扭转。
And took him before the authorities as a blasphemer.
他们把他们带到政府的面前,就是说他谤读神的话。
And as a result, he was on trial for his life.
结果他就是被审判。
And how did he face this life or death situation?
他如何面对这生死的关节呢?
Verse 15 tells us.
15节跟我们说。 在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
What causes someone facing such a dire situation to have such peace?
我们可以看到就是如何这个人有这么大的困难，他还是有如此的平安呢？
He had to know what was coming.
他知道什么会发生。
The first time a church member had been before the Jewish court.
这是第一次就是犹太人在他们会堂就是在这个被审判的这个法庭里面。
They had received a warning.
他已经接受这个警告。
The second time a Christian had appeared before the Jewish court.
And 这是第二次就基督徒在这个犹太人的法庭里面。
They had been severely beaten.
他已经被鞭打过了。
There was only one other step that could be taken.
And 就是另外一步可以做的就是,
he had to know that he was about to die.
他知道他大概将要被处死了。And
yet he has the face of perfect peace.
但是我们看到他的面貌还是有完全的平安。What
makes someone gladly risk it all for Christ?
是什么原因让这个人能够冒这样的大的风险为了基督呢?
As chapter 7 unfolds, Stephen is given the opportunity to defend himself.
第七章里面这边就是跟我们述说了斯蒂凡有机会跟公会可以陈词。The
longest speech in Acts is Stephen's speech in Acts 7.
第七章是一个很长斯蒂凡他的一个陈词。So
that you all will get home before midnight, I won't read it.
如果我们读完的话，大概已经过了半夜了。But
it's 52 verses long and is his defense against the charges of blasphemy.
这52节里面就是讲到他如何为他被就是说他亵渎神的一个辩证。In
summary, his defense is this.
在我们如果总括一句话，他所说的陈词就是。
He says, I'm not the one who's rejected God and committed blasphemy.
我不是那位反对神而谤读神的那个。
You are.
是你们。
And he uses his knowledge of the Old Testament to support his claim.
他用旧约里面的知识来支持他的话。
He makes 2 points in his defense.
他有两点在这陈词里面。
The first point is that God has always met with his people wherever he has chosen.
神总是在他所拣选的百姓当中。
Therefore, it is wrong to think of the temple as being the only place where people can meet with God.
所以只有在会堂里面可以见到神，这是一个错误的观念。
Stephen points out that God had met with Abraham in what is now Iraq.
他提到就是神已经遇见亚伯拉罕，就是现在的伊拉克。
He had met with Moses in what is now Egypt.
还有他碰到摩西，就是现在的埃及。
Therefore, he didn't need a designated spot to meet with men.
所以他不需要就是在指定的地方才能够与人会面。
He had allowed the temple to be built as a central place of worship.
是的，他让这会堂可以建立起来，让百姓可以崇拜。
But had never intended that that be the only place where people could meet with him.
但是绝对没有说那个地方是只有可以与神会面的地方。
And now with Jesus,
现在就是基督来了，耶稣来了。
God had begun a new era where anyone could meet with him who called upon the name of Jesus.
我们都可以与神会面，当我们称呼神的名的时候，耶稣的名字的时候。
This is his first point.
这是他第一点。
His second point is that Israel had always rejected its deliverers.
以色列第二点讲到以色列人，他们就是被释放。
Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery.
我们看到就是约瑟他被他的兄弟所出卖。
The people of Israel had rejected Moses on numerous occasions.
我们可以看到以色列人他们也是被摩西他们好几次他们反对。
So there was this pattern of always rejecting those God was sending.
你可以看到这个形态好像一再一再的在出现，就是他们反对拒绝。
And he concludes his words in verses 51 through 53.
所以在51节、52节里面是一个结论。
If you would please.
你们这印着景象、心与耳未受割礼的人，常时惧抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。 哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢? 他们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了。如今你们又把那义者卖了，杀了。Simply
put, he says, I'm not the one who should be on trial.
简单的说，他说我不是在会堂里面需要受审的人。You
are.
而是你们。You
have rejected Jesus.
你们拒绝了基督。
And you have rejected him again in rejecting me as I stand before you.
你们再次的拒绝，也是你们拒绝了我，让我站在你们面前的时候。
Again, knowing that he was about to die,
他知道他已经面向死亡。
He spoke without fear.
他说话没有带着恐惧。
What is it about someone?
这是如何的一个人呢?
That gives them that kind of confidence.
他有如此的坚定的信心呢?
Even today,
纵使是今天,
171,000 people die for the faith each year in the world.
171,000人每年就是因着他们的信仰而被杀。
171,000.
1,000, wow. 乘以一千, okay. 17万, 1000,
the population of Johnson County.
大概就像整个 Johnson County的人口一年里面被杀，因着他们的信仰。
And many do it without flinching.
他们有些被杀，就是他们没有任何的埋怨。
It causes me to ask the question, could I?
就是让我有一个心里的问题，我能够如此吗？
Could you?
你能够如此吗?
Well, it's time to answer that question.
这是一个, 什么时间可以来回答这样的一个问题呢?
How was Stephen able to do what he did?
斯蒂凡他如何能够如此做?
Look at his dying testimony in verse 55 and 56.
从55节、56节可以看到, 但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天。 看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。”
In his dying moments,
在他这快要即将要死的时候，
God pulls back the veil of eternity.
神把这帐幕移开，
and we see ourselves.
他看到他自己，
why Stephen was able to do what he did.
他 如此能够做他所要做的,
he and others like him
他与其他人一样,
had such a singular focus on Christ
他们有单单的能够仰望这位基督,
that they were unable to see anything
他没有办法看见任何事,
hear anything
听到任何声音,
or feel anything but him
没有感觉到任何 其他事情除了这个神以外,
they were willing to give all they had,
愿意就是放弃所有的,
because to them, Jesus was all there was.
因为耶稣就是他们所有的,
this is the distinguishing characteristic of martyrs.
这个就是很特别的一个独特的个性。
On January the 4th, 1577,
在1月
Hans Brett was burned at the stake in the Netherlands for his faith.
Hans Brett,
on the morning of his execution,
在他受洗的那天,
the executioner clamped his tongue with a metal screw.
就是受刑人把他的舌头就是
and seared it with a hot iron to make it swell.
就是用那个铁,很热的铁,就是烧他的舌头。
Why?
为什么?
So that he would be unable to give testimony of the Lord while dying.
所以他不能再诉说,为神诉说任何的见证,当他要死以前。
Prior to the Protestant Reformation,
在这个 公开的一次以前,
Roman Catholic priest John Huss was convicted and sentenced to die.
他就是被判死刑,
for his claims that the Roman Catholic Church had strayed from Scripture.
因为他在罗马的这个罗马这个这是什么？罗马宗教啊。
He was stripped naked.
他衣服被剥掉,
his hands were bound.
他的手被绑,
his neck was chained to a stake.
他的脖子就是被铁链锁在一个木条上,
dry straw and wood was piled to his chin.
这些木头就是一直堆到他的脖子,
and he was given one last chance to take his words back.
And 最后一个机会他可以把他的所说的话可以拿回去收回去。
This is what he said.
这是他所说的。
In the truth of the gospel,
这个在福音的真理上,
which I have written, taught and preached,
我所说的我所认识所传的,
I will die today with gladness.
我很乐意受死。
And with that the fire was set.
他说完这个火就开始烧起来了。These
men had such a singular focus on Christ.
这个人他有单单的眼目仰望基督。That
they were unable to see anything.
他们没有办法，其他人没有办法看到任何事情。Hear
anything.
听到什么,
or feel anything but him.
感觉到什么事情除了他以外。They
were willing to give all they had.
他们愿意放弃他们所有的。
Because to them he had become all there was.
And 他们就是成为今天那些被杀的。
This is the distinguishing characteristic of a martyr.
这个就是那些他们为这个信仰受死的人。
Of course, this attitude didn't appear at the moment of death.
但是这个态度就是在这时的时候所发生的。
This attitude was deep in them long before stones were thrown or the fires were set.
这个态度是当这石头快被丢出来还是这个火被烧起来的时候。
I point that out because
我指出这个因为
frequently the debate in our minds as to whether we could give our lives for Christ is only theoretical.
这个很多时候我们觉得就是这些我们可以为主而死这个是只是一个理论吗?
It is unlikely that many of us here will ever be asked to give our lives for our faith.
就说在我们当中是不是我们如果说要付出我们生命的代价因着我们的信仰。
So the whole would I, could I give my life for Christ debate becomes irrelevant.
所以这些辩论就是我能够吗?我能够如此吗?就变成无功效。
Unless we realize that this singular vision of Christ
这个定睛在基督上面
shows up in our lives long before we're required to give anything up for Him.
就是在我们如果能够放弃我们所有一切,我们需要先定睛在他的身上。
So the would I, could I debate can become a much more reality-based discussion.
所以这个问题就是我能够吗?我可以这样做吗? 变成一个好像我们要讨论的一些事情。
By making one simple change.
但是我们会做一个简单的改变。
Rather than debate, would I, could I give my life for Christ?
我们在这边辩论说,我可以吗?我能够吗?
Let's instead ask ourselves,
而是我们如此地问自己,
Am I, do I?
我是吗?我可以吗?
In rewinding Stephen's life, we can uncover some questions that will help us answer.
我们再回过头来看斯蒂凡的时候,我们就能够找到这个答案。
First question.
第一个问题是,
Am I known by others for my deep faith in and reliance upon God?
是不是在别人看我有如此坚定的信心在别人的眼光中?
Stephen was known as such a man.
斯蒂凡他是如此的人,
long before he was ever required to give his life.
在他还没有受死以前, 人家就可以从他身上看出,
when the church was searching out for a new kind of leader,
是不是教会我们在寻找,
Stephen immediately stood out
斯蒂凡马上的就站出来,
as someone full of the Holy Spirit.
他是被圣灵所充满,
there was something therefore going on in Stephen's life long before anyone ever knew who he was.
在其他人还不知道的时候, 他已经如此活出如此的生命了。
Here is something that I'm learning in life.
这是我所学习到的在我的生命里面。
You'll stand only as long as your foundation will allow you.
你站在这基础上面,假如我们允许,
strong foundations allow you to stand strong.
这个坚定的基础让我们能够站立得稳。
Stephen could stand because his private pursuit of God was publicly obvious.
他在他里面,私下的生活里面,能够反映在公众面前。
So as you think about Stephen's final stand,
我们看到斯蒂凡他最后他所站立的,
ask yourself this question.
问你一个问题,
Am I known by others for my deep faith in and reliance upon God?
是不是我有这样坚定的信心?是不是我对神有如此的信仰?
Second question.
第二个问题,
Do I intentionally engage the lost I love with the gospel I claim?
我是不是定义能够 放弃一切我所爱的因着我的信仰。
Stephen did.
斯蒂凡他如此做了。
And it wasn't because there was an outreach program on the church's weekly schedule.
不是就是教会我们每一个礼拜有一些对外的一个福音工作。
He wasn't merely inviting them to church.
他很少被教会所邀请。
He was engaging them with the truth that had changed his life.
他是因着这个真理
And he was engaging them likely because his heart burned for the people.
他愿意如此做是因为他心里火热,愿意在他百姓当中如此行。
So listen to me.
So, 请听我说,
there is no sense in engaging the whole idea of whether or not you would give your life for Jesus.
所以这边有一个问题就是不是说我们生命是否要给这位基督,
if you won't even talk to those you love about your Savior.
假如你对你所爱的, 一言不提这位基督,
as you consider Stephen's final stand,
我们看到斯蒂凡他最后所站立的,
ask yourself,
问你自己,
do I intentionally engage the lost I love with the gospel I claim?
我是不是定义就是, 对那些我所爱的, 我没有如此述说我的信仰?
Final question.
最后一个问题,
am I a fearless champion for the truth even when it is unpopular or dangerous?
是不是我愿意在, 变成人家所反对所拒绝的, 为着我的信仰,
Stephen could have saved his own life if he had only been willing to retreat a little bit.
斯蒂凡他可以保留他的生命，假如他往后退一点。
And perhaps there were those close to him before his trial asking him to do just that.
或者其他人可以劝他如此的做。
Perhaps saying to him, listen, Stephen.
或者说, 斯蒂凡你听着。
This is a losing game.
这个是你会, 你不会赢的。
Calm down and live to fight another day.
安静一点,
dying right now would be such a waste. Let's be cautious so we can be bold later.
小心一点,
but that wasn't in Stephen's makeup. He championed what he believed.
他在这边,
and far from being a waste, it made a difference in the entire world.
他远远地超过他是一个浪费对整个世界来说。
Luke's not just telling individual stories.
路加不是在这边讲个人的故事。
He's telling a story.
他是讲一个特别的故事。
Of how the gospel went from 120 people to change the entire world.
这福音从120个人开始而改变了世界。
And so we shouldn't overlook the note at the end of the passage.
所以我们不要, 超过就是最后我们看到这结论的经文。
Look at the first few words of chapter 8.
你可以看到第八章里面头一两节。
And Saul approved of his execution.
这边我们看到扫罗他赞成如此的
a young man named Saul saw all this unfold.
我们看到有一个年轻人的扫罗，他看到这样的事情发生。
Of course, he becomes Paul.
我们知道后来扫罗变成保罗。The
greatest Christian who has ever lived.
他是这一个最伟大的基督徒。He
never mentions this event in his writings.
他从来没有提到，在他书信里面，他没有提到这回事。
But it obviously made an impact.
但是我们看到这事情却对他一生发生极大的影响。我怎么会知道呢?
Because Luke was his ministry companion.
我们知道路加是, 保罗他的伙伴。
And Luke would not know this story.
路加他不会知道这故事的。
If Paul had not told him.
假如保罗没有跟他说。
It was likely that Paul,
很可能, 保罗,
in seeing the face of an angel in a man about to die,
他看到这个人面貌像天使，他将要死以前,
saw the same look in many others that he had put to death.
就像其他人，他就是保罗，扫罗那时候他把许多的基督徒就是迫害的时候。
So when Christ confronts him on the road to Damascus,
所以我们看到基督在他要去, Damascus 的路上的时候,
and ask why he's been persecuting believers.
问他为什么你们要残害这些, 信徒,
Paul is quickly broken.
保罗很快他就心碎了。
So far from being a waste,
所以这边我们看到是远远超过是一个浪费。
Stephen's death and willingness to champion the truth.
斯蒂凡他愿意如此的牺牲，就是为这真理而征战挑战。
When it was unpopular or dangerous, helped rewrite history. There are surely other things in Stephen's life before this moment. That would help us discern the strength of our commitment to God. But these verses are all we know about him. And therefore, all we have to challenge ourselves. Stephen. Hans Brett. Hans Brett. They heard me. We're good. That's
Hans
fine.
Brett.
John Huss.
John Huss.
Had such a singular focus on Christ. That they were unable to see anything, hear anything, or feel anything but him. They were willing to give all they had because to him he was all there was. That may be the case with people you know right now in China. You yourselves may have family members there who risk their lives and their freedom every time they gather to worship with other believers. You pray for them. You pray for the church in China. You ask God's protection over them. And perhaps feel somewhat guilty that you can worship so freely. So while you may never give your life for Christ, you can cultivate the attitude within that would prepare you for that moment if it ever came. It all boils down to this. Do you have such a singular vision of Jesus in your life? That you see nothing, hear nothing, and feel nothing but him. That will show up long before you're ever required to give your life. It will make a difference in what kind of neighbor you are. It will make a difference in what kind of co-worker you are. It will make a difference in what kind of parent you are. It will make a difference in what kind of spouse you are. This is not an easy thing to do. It is a lifetime commitment. But if we will make that kind of commitment, though we may never be asked to give our lives, we can have the same kind of passion that we see in Stephen's life in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面。
Robert, would you lead us in prayer, please?
让我们一起低头祷告。 恩主，我们实在是感谢你， 让我们看到这 前面斯蒂凡还有其他这两位例子被举到， 他们愿意为了基督的信仰， 为真理， 他们愿意受死。 主，我们看到他们是都被圣灵充满， 他们愿意定睛在主你自己的面前。 主，他们也是愿意站在这样的地位上面。 主，我们感谢你。 主，我们谢谢你， 当我们听到这话语的时候， 主，我们再次的感到， 我们实在是扎心。 主，我们也是为我们能够在这边自由的敬拜， 献上我们的感谢，也是为我们还没有信主的家人，或者是朋友们，主，让我们时常能够成为你恩典的出口，主，让我们不是说在口里而已，让我们能够活出主你自己来。主，我们谢谢你借着斯蒂凡再次的提醒我们，主，我们实在是需要我们天天主被你得着，主，在我们还没有说要付出生命代价的时候，主，我们已经被你得着。 让众人能够看到主，我们是被你得着的人。主，我们感谢你今天你给我们的话语，求主祝福啊，Blue Baptist Church 那边 Blue Valley Baptist Church 那边的弟兄姐妹们，当这信息主日讲出的时候，能够大有能力，能够感动众人。愿你的名被崇拜，愿你的名被赞美。祷告祈求，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
I forgot to introduce my wife, Julie.
忘记介绍我的太太 Julie.
We, our children are on a youth retreat this weekend.
我的孩子们，他们有一个退休会，年轻人退休会里面。
So you all let me take her on a date without spending money.
所以我们今天可以出来，就是。
But thank you very much for having us.
谢谢，谢谢你们。
God bless.